you know what? We're waiting on Susie to join the call since we're already a little past the top of the hour. Why don't we go ahead and start with some victories? Anybody else want to start this morning with something that's happened in their business? Or in your life?
See, everybody went silent.
Would you mind if I just spoke to that for a second?
Do it.
Go for it.
And I know we're waiting on Susie here, so hopefully she'll show up here in just a second. But, guys, I don't know how to put this. When that dead silence happens, when we all ask you to come out for victories and gratitude, it's almost like a vacuum. And it's sort of, I have to tell you, I find it sad on my end. It's because I remember the day when Susan would ask for victories and gratitudes, and you couldn't make out the people's voices from one over the other trying to get in on this call to share what they were happy about, what was going on in their life. And I kind of wonder where all that's gone. And not that I'm not finding fault with anybody. I'm just telling you how I feel. I hope you don't mind me being open and honest with you. Because what I have found, what Susan has taught me, and, you know, she's 20 years younger than I, but what she has taught me is that, and that I practice every day, is that when I find gratitude in the small things that I have today, the universe finds it in its benevolence to give me greater things to be grateful for tomorrow. And so I know that some of us are on these calls thinking that the gratitude has got to be some huge, gigantic win, and I'm telling you, it doesn't need to be. It could be the fact that you live next to a golf course and you love the smell of the cut grass in the morning. I mean, it doesn't matter, but I think you guys should be fighting to get on this call in the morning to share your gratitude. That's just my personal belief, guys. I'm just going to share it with you.
Kevin,
you.
This is Sunny.
I have a big win.
Okay, I heard a couple people out there, and I heard Sunny first. So, Sunny, hang on, because I heard a lady's voice after that.
Okay, this is Amy from California.
Hi, Amy. Good morning.
Good morning. And my big win today is that today's my birthday, and I'm just so grateful for 54 years.
Well, happy birthday, Amy, and we hope you have a splendid day today.
Thank you.
Thank you for stepping out today. Sunny, what is your win this morning?
So I just came back from a Super Saturday in Los Angeles. We got really fired up, and our team actually went out and protect afterwards. We met some new people. We're building through the holidays, especially this amazing Thanksgiving where everyone would be grubbing. And I'm actually on my way to the gym right now. I'm very grateful for the amp, the Ionix, the Actually Pro, and all the amazing super.
Well, thank you, Sunny. We appreciate you stepping out and sharing all that great information today. And thank you. Thanks for stepping up and taking charge. We appreciate you. Anybody
Good
else?
Morning. Good morning.
Hey, there we are.
You.
Good morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Kevin, for stepping in there. I have been trying for literally 7 minutes to get on this line, and I've tried the direct dial. I've tried the backup. And it's just like as soon as it gets to the number, it just goes blank and then kicks me out. So
something. Well, all things are perfect. You're here now.
Well, thank you. And thank you for those of you that shared this morning. I had the opportunity to listen into Carolyn's call just before I jumped on this call. What a fabulous call yesterday. And I just love how she paints the picture. So it's Tuesday. It's November 24th. We are 1 month away from Christmas Eve. Can you believe that? It's incredible. And whether celebrate Christmas or not, there's still a lot of joy around this time of year. But also be mindful of the people that don't have large families, that don't have, you know, people to celebrate, especially little children and all the wonder and the awe of the children. Just be mindful of them and bring them on board and, you know, help them to feel welcome. But Thanksgiving in the United States is in a couple of days, and it presents huge opportunities to be connecting with friends and family over this holiday period. And Carolyn started the call off yesterday of talking about how she learned to really connect with people and how she learned to overcome some of those objections and how she started to fish for people rather than hunt for people. And I really, really love that analogy, because when we are out connecting authentically, we are not preying on people. We are connecting with them. We are connecting at a heart level. We are looking for that opportunity to find out whether they are somebody that we want to get to know better and to spend more time with. That's just our nature as human beings. We want, you know, as I said, you know, a couple of months ago on a call, our human desire is to belong, be connected, to be a part of something. Even the most introverted person wants to be connected, and they're often connecting behind the scenes, or they're often the strongest in social media and blogging because that's where they find their connectedness. Some of the most introverted people are the most amazing performers because that's where they get to let their light shine. I'll never forget our daughter's pediatrician, Dr. David McGilvery. He now works out of the hospital in Montreal, but he was extremely shy. When he would speak to you, his eyelashes would be batting, and he would have his head down, and brilliant man. He was also a silver Olympian in figure skating. Incredible performer. However, his interpersonal skills, you know, he was just extremely, extremely shy. So just keep that in mind when you're out there, understanding that people truly want to be part of a cause. They want to have purpose, and they want to be connected and belonging to others. So this week's call is really about overcoming objections. And how many of you have got the CDs, or added CD series with Lynn Hagedorn? I believe it's Travis Garza. I'm trying to remember. Does anyone remember if it's Travis that's asking the questions and there's a panel? I know that Warren Lance is on the panel. I know that Kathy Savage is on the panel. I'm trying to think of a couple of other people that are on that panel, including Lynn Hagedorn. Does anyone recall and would like to step in?
I don't remember who the facilitator was, but I remember the panel that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's just a really, really good tool. In fact, I believe I have mine lent out because I'm looking over at all of my CDs in my cabinet going, that one's not there, or I would pull it out and I would share it with you because I think it's a really invaluable resource, folks, when you're driving around in your car and you're thinking, well, what's the piece that's been missing for me? How come I can connect with people, and how come, you know, they agree to a follow-up, but as soon as something comes up, I have no way of really overcoming those objections. And I'm just going to ask for participation this morning because what's really important to know is what is the most common objection that you're faced with? Who'd like to step out and share?
Not a good time.
It's not a good time. And who is that?
It's Carol from Ontario.
Thank you, Carol. So I'm just going to ask you, when you came on board with Isagenics, where were you? How full was your calendar?
Me personally?
Yes.
Okay. I embraced Isagenics right away.
Okay.
It wasn't an issue for me, so that's why it boggles me when people say it to me.
Okay, so, all right, because often we're taught that the most common objection is the one that we put out there. So if you put out the impression that you have a very busy, full, overwhelming life, then you're going to attract people that say, I don't have the time.
That's interesting.
Well, and it may not be the case for you, Carol, but I'm just saying that that's often the case.
Yeah.
And would you say that any of that comes up in your languaging or in your Facebook posts or in the lifestyle that you live? Do you live a really, really full, productive life? Or?
I live a full life. Productive, I'd say I'm working on that in a focused way. Maybe unorganized would be the word.
Okay. Can I just ask you another thing then? When you came on board, you jumped right on board. What was your enrolling sponsor's way to connect with you and to and bring you on board so quickly? What did she appeal to?
Okay, so we went over to their house for a visit, and she had all the products spaced out on her counter so that she could see when she was supposed to take her snacks, when she was supposed to take her shake, when she was supposed to take Cleanse for Life, and they were in a cleanse. So I saw all these products on her counter, and I said, what is this all about? And then she told me all about how she, her and her husband are doing this great cleanse, and they're feeling fantastic, and they were looking great, and I thought, I want that.
So there was no resistance whatsoever, no objection whatsoever on your part?
I think the only objection was she was talking about a product that had zinc in it, and my stomach has problems with zinc. So I asked her to look into that a little more because I didn't want to take that product, and she did. But otherwise, no, I stepped right on.
Okay. So can I ask you what that led to? Did she present the U+2 immediately?
No.
No? All right.
No.
So when you decided to jump on board and start sharing it with others, did you then face the objection yourself of, how am I going to fit this in? Where do I have the time?
I think sharing wasn't big in my mindset. Just getting on the products and getting myself feeling better was my mindset. And so I kind of blocked that out. Sharing, doing that part of it, I blocked that out.
Okay. And I understand that, Carol. But what I'm referring to is you're now on these training calls.
Yep.
You have found the time for that. At what point did you shift and decide to start sharing with people? And how did you find the time to do it?
I shifted because of income, needed to shift some income into my life, and finding the time, there has never been a problem with time, it's just doing it. I think I've been scared about getting out of my comfort zone. I think I've been scared about talking because I get tongue-tied. So those were my fears. And just getting past those fears and starting talking about it, because I've always thought the products are great. It's convenient. It's easy. That's not a problem.
Whoa! Okay, so what I'd love to do, Carol, is maybe take this into a bit of a role play. I'm looking for somebody that either yourself or somebody else that's willing to role play with me around the whole idea that I'm too busy. Because this is one of the 10 most common objections is that I'm too busy. I don't have the time. So is there somebody that, you know, maybe has a young family, or maybe yourself, Carol, use that objection for me and I will share with you. So, you know, just say, you know what, Sue, I'm just way too busy.
Okay, so I just approached somebody and it went very well, and then I just got an email back saying, it's a really busy time of the season, I'm back to back, I can't see you, it's too busy, maybe the new year.
Oh, okay, so Carol, let me share with you what I would say. I would say, you know, I understand how you feel. So let's just pause for a minute. We're going to go into the feel, felt, found. You know, as a very busy mom myself, as you know that, you know, I have Cody here. I have 3 grandchildren. Life can be very busy. However, it kind of struck me. I've always found the time to do the things that I had to do, yet I never seemed to have the time for the things I wanted to do. And in my reality is I want more time with my family, but in order to have more time and to have more fun with my family, I also needed more income. And that's why I chose to get started when I got started, Carol. May I encourage you to think about how this can enhance your lifestyle instead of taking away from it.
Well, I appreciate you trying to do that, but I have so much on my plate right now, Sue. It's too much. Just to think of something else.
Well, Carol, I'm just going to ask you one more question. If not now, then when? Because we all are living a lifestyle that we have so much piled upon us. And at what point are you going to be willing to take care of yourself? Think about yourself first and how this is going to enhance you. Don't think about the rest of it. Just think about you first and how your body is going to feel differently, and there's going to be a shift in your energy and your mental clarity. And you mentioned, Carol, that you were having some difficulty sleeping at night. Imagine waking up in the morning feeling refreshed and renewed. Imagine being able to manage all of the stress in your life. It's not going to go away, Carol, but you're going to be able to manage it and feel differently about it.
That would be nice.
Yeah, what part would be the best for you? What would you like the most?
I think having more energy so that I don't feel overwhelmed.
Oh, okay. So again, I understand how you feel. When I got started, I was extremely overwhelmed. And sometimes I refer to my girlfriend Stephanie, but she said she felt like a wet dish towel that somebody had just rolled up in a ball and tossed in the corner. I was so exhausted and overwhelmed. But I can tell you, Carol, in a matter of days, I felt that shift in energy. I felt renewed. I felt excited again. And I focused on me for once in a very, very long time. So what about you, Carol? Are you ready to focus on yourself and to feel that sense of energy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for you because I can just only imagine how different it's going to be. And, Carol, I'm going to be here every step along the way, and I'm going to share with you some people that I really believe that will be there to support you. I know that you love to be part of a community. So I just have a couple of questions for you, Carol. I would really like to know your favorite, whether you're somebody that loves chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry.
Chocolate.
Pardon me?
Chocolate.
Chocolate, awesome. Do you ever consider a Neapolitan? Have you ever had, a combination of flavors? Or are you going to be all chocolate?
All chocolate.
No. All chocolate, awesome, girl. Now, there are different systems that we suggest getting started with. I got started with the very best that was available at the time, and I would just want to ask you another question. Do you just believe that you deserve the best?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, I believe you deserve the best as well, Carol. And, when you think about it, we've talked about this before in previous conversations. We talked about how much you've spent in the past trying to, feel better. So I'm going to pause at that part of the role play, guys, because we don't want to go into the entire scenario. And there are great trainings on the Good, Better, Best pack. There's great training on price point, et cetera. But, I don't... Carol, did you feel in any way that I pushed you into a corner, that I was overpowering in any way, or was I just having that conversation?
No, I felt very connected, and it made me want to cry because it sounded like somebody that really kind of understood and cared.
Thank you for that. Thank you. And that's where we come from, our true authentic self, because when we are really concerned about the other person, overcoming their objection can be much simpler than we make it up to be.
Oh.
It's just really a matter of taking that time and saying, I've connected with so many people and this is the common objection, or that's the common objection, and getting on to calls like this or listening to those training CDs and saying, how can I approach this different? What questions could I ask? And the feel, felt, found really helps. And as Carolyn taught yesterday, painting that possibility, that vision of what things could look like and how it could be different for them, by coming on board. So thank you for playing with me. And what's another objection? Who else has an objection that they're faced with all the time?
real food.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I like to eat real food.
Oh, you like to eat real food. That's a good one. All right. So, and who am I speaking to?
This is Dave.
Hey, Dave. I know you like to eat real food, buddy, because you talk about some of the food that you eat, and I'm going, man, that guy sounds like he's a really good cook.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Does anyone out there have some responses for Dave, or do you want me to just roll with it?
Roll with it.
Okay, so, all right, so Dave, let's play this. So Dave, you know, you've shared with me about how you'd really like to develop some lean muscle, you'd like to gain some energy, that you've been working out in the gym for a while, and you're not really getting the results that you like. So let me just ask you, are you ready to get started?
Doing what?
Well, so where we are, Dave, we're at the point where you're going to throw out that objection.
Right.
Okay, so you're going to say, but you know what, Sue, I really just...
I just like to chew my food. I feel like I'm eating real food.
That's interesting, Dave. You know, I felt the same way because I thought, man, you know, I'm really not somebody that loves to prep, to, you know, go to the grocery store and, you know, clean all the food when I get home and do all the prep. And, you know, I'm not, like, the kitchen is not my favorite place to be. However, once I started to put this nutrition in my body, I was blown away. How amazing I felt. And then you know what happened, Dave? I absolutely loved and looked forward to that meal and those snacks each day that I got to prepare because I wasn't preparing up to, 35 meals a week. When you think about your 3 squares a day plus your couple of snacks a day, I just got to focus on those few meals. And it became easy peasy. And you know what the other thing is, Dave? You know, you talk about we have a limited budget. I was actually saving money.
How do you save money?
Well, yeah, because do you ever go into your vegetable and fruit drawer at the end of the week and it's, you know, Friday is grocery day for me. That's when I know all the freshest produce and vegetables come in. But I go into the refrigerator and I go, oh, man, I didn't use up that celery. The broccoli looks, ooh, it's gross. It's even got an odor to it. The apples have all got wrinkly skin on them. So, you know, here I am tossing into my garbage, well, actually not my garbage bin, but into my green waste, all of these beautiful, what were beautiful fruits and vegetables, but I didn't get to them. Does that ever happen to you, Dave?
Oh, a lot.
A lot. So imagine, Dave, that you're going to get all the nutrition you want. You're going to see your body start to develop that lean muscle. You're going to have more energy during your workout, and you're actually going to be saving money. How does that
awesome.
Sound? Okay, and I assure you, Dave, you will be chewing food. May I make some suggestions for some of the things that you can incorporate into this lifestyle? Especially
sure.
If you love to have that crunch. Okay, I'm going to encourage you to go and get some raw almonds and some raw other raw seeds so you get, you know, that satisfaction of crunching your food. I'm going to encourage you that you go and buy your meats and the things that are the longest on the shelf, so to speak, the longest life chain, organic, and your fruits and vegetables organic where possible. And you're going to invest a little bit more at the front end, but you're going to buy what you're going to eat in that next couple of days only so that you can avoid that waste, Dave. And notice that you'll notice your taste buds are going to also shift, and you're going to be reaching for those healthier, nutritious choices. But I'm excited about that lean muscle development, Dave. You're going to notice a shift really quickly. How does that sound, Dave? Are you ready to get started?
I'll give it a shot.
Awesome. Well, you know what, Dave? I'm going to be here for you every step along the way. In fact, I'm going to start sharing recipes with you There's some great ones. There's a great website called isoproduct.com where you'll be able to go in and source them. But I'm going to shoot over a few of them, especially based on some of the things I know that you've shared with me that you love. And then we're going to, you know, start discovering things ourselves that we can, you know, enjoy together. But I reassure you that you will be chewing food and you will be enjoying food because your taste buds are just going to come alive, my friend.
Wow. If it does everything you say it's going to do, then I'll be all on board.
Awesome. Well, I know for myself, Dave, like I said to you, like, I was throwing out a lot of food, and I really wasn't very satisfied with what I was eating. And this just fills that void, those nutritional gaps for me. I feel more energy. I've really, you know, my strength in the gym has improved. So I just have another couple of questions. What flavor do you prefer, chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry?
Chocolate.
Another chocolate lover. Awesome. One of my favorites as well. So let's get started then.
All right.
Awesome.
What's
okay,
the cost?
I'm going to cut. So, Dave, I'm going to ask you, how did that feel? Did it feel really awkward, or did it, you know, do you feel I answered your questions, or?
Yeah, I think you touched on everything. You know, the vegetable bin was like, you know, big thing. And being satisfied or not being satisfied with the food.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for that. Anyone else want to step up and give some feedback for the couple of role plays?
Well, this is Cindy, Sue. I like the way you
Hi,
hang
Cindy.
In there. You're gentle, but you're persistent, and I think that that's really a great thing to model because, you know, it's not like you had the perfect thing to say, but you had something to say. You took a position, and so I really like that a lot and appreciate that.
Thank you, Cindy. And you're right. We're not role-playing when we're in real life. You know, you have to be able to kind of come back with something that makes sense, although it might not initially answer the objection clearly, but it gives you time to kind of like, okay, I'm dancing with this a little bit. Let me just see how they respond to this, and then it gives me a moment to gather my thoughts so that I can come back from a different perspective and really bring back to the forefront the things that they were looking for, you know, whether,
yeah.
you know, they were feeling exhausted, whether they were looking for that lean muscle. Bring them back around to what they were looking for initially that you remember from your conversation, and that gives you a really good place to take off from.
And, you know,
Anyone
one other
else?
Thing, I just Sorry. Wanted to add something about people that say they love food. You know, I love food, too, and I love the convenience of Isogenics, but one of the things I let people know is this community, they're just a bunch of foodies, really. I mean, you know, people, I think they think of us as some kind of, like, weird, you know, like, are you the people that just do shakes and snack on celery? You know, and when you think about our community, look at all the sites we have with recipes and suggestions for snacks. And, I mean, it's an incredible resource for people. In fact, I think it broadens their foodie needs if they come to Isogenics. But, you know, that's the way I see it. So I do share that with people.
Thank you for that as well, Cindy. Much appreciated. Let's take one more feedback, and then, you know, this is going to be the theme for the week is overcoming objections and role-playing. So any further input would be much appreciated.
I like the idea of somebody saying, I love real food, because when I started using the shakes and the vitamins, I started appreciating real food, not just the junk processed stuff, but real food. And I can see myself saying, then you are going to really love this food because it's nutritious and easy to fix, and your taste buds will discern the garbage in the food, the processed food, and you'll really appreciate real quality steaks and quality salads.
Yeah. Well, and you know, there's the challenge not to get into the ring with somebody when they give you an objection. Would you guys agree?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I could have confronted Dave. I could have confronted him and say, okay, so tell me what you mean by real food. And do you know that our food is nutritionally bankrupt and blah, 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 blah. But no, what I was trying to do was to agree with him, to, you know, like share with him something that I knew that we would have in common, which was, you know, the discouragement or the disappointment of going into your fridge and going, man, I opened that jar and I took out one spoonful of pesto sauce last month and now I'm throwing the jar in the garbage because there's mold on it. Or I bought that cheese and didn't realize, or I did, you know, like I said, the apples that have gone wrinkly, or the kiwi that looked so beautiful when you bought it, or the avocado when you cut into it and it's all dry and dehydrated and you thought it, you know, was pretty fresh. But I, you know, I wanted to appeal to how he could save money and then be able to afford to spend his money on the real food that he loves to cook, and he'd have to do less of it. So thank you for that, Evelyn. It's 10:35. Once again, I'm sorry for the call starting late. I'm looking forward to Maura's call tomorrow as she brings us further along on this overcoming objections. And she's a master because she's a master enroller. So have a fabulous day, everyone.